Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.
Dumb's Hit Music Station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined by Evogue journalist and podcaster Orla Condon. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Louise.
How are you doing this week?
I'm good. We had a nice Patrick's Day, sunny day. We've had some nice sunshine, yeah. So I can't complain.
The sun, the sun definitely helps. I put on boots for the first time in a year, so that was progress. I've worn runners the entire year.
Okay, well, we're getting there.
I went wild and I decided to put on actual shoes. So, you know, that was progress. I was very happy with myself. So that was...
Well, you should be. Anything new, any changes that we've made, we should all be praising them.
I know, but do you know when you're looking at them going, they could do with a bit of a cleaning? Kind of, they've been sitting there moulding for the past year. But anyways, what should we be watching this week?
Yeah, it's a good week for fans of kind of true crime documentaries and documentaries in general on Netflix, because we've gotten a new one and it's a good one. And I was buzzing to talk about it because I'd seen the preview like 2 weeks ago, and I'm obviously not allowed to talk about it. So I'm delighted that people are watching it. Friends are watching it. We can chat about it. It's Operation Varsity Blues, the college admission scandal, which, as the name might indicate, is about the college admission scandal that kind of grabbed headlines in 2019, I think. So it was that LA kind of, you know, rich American scandal that happened with some of the biggest names in media and, you know, showbiz and all that kind of stuff. Big heavy rollers we're talking. We're talking big spenders.
I remember when that first came out, it was insane. But I remember seeing it going, what is going on? Like, I didn't really understand what was happening initially.
Yeah, so I suppose people came to know the story more worldwide because of Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who were in Full House and Desperate Housewives, and they were kind of caught up in this thing, and they were charged, and it was this, you know, they were charged with corruption and all this kind of stuff. It was like, what's going on? What happened? So essentially, this guy Rick Singer had developed a kind of a scam. Well, it wasn't really a scam, but it was a con, and he developed this con that basically he called the side door. So the front door of getting into college is you apply and your application is accepted and you get in. You know, it's a normal way.
Yeah.
Then there's the back door when people spend like $10 million and they donate it to a college to build a gym, and you see it in the movies all the time, right? These big checks, and it's like, nudge, nudge, let my son into college. Yeah. That's the back door. Rick Singer came up with this thing called a side door. Much cheaper. It was between kind of $500,000 and maybe $1-2 million, so much cheaper in comparison, and it was more guaranteed. So what he would do was he would you know, amend college admissions to say that a student had a history of playing tennis and they could be a big tennis star for this college. He would get students to pretend that they had learning difficulties so that they had certain amendments made to their entrance exams that he could then manipulate to get them higher scores to get them into college. So it was a much more guaranteed system. So Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are caught up in this. Lori Loughlin, her case with her daughters, she allegedly paid $500,000 to this guy Rick Singer, disguised as a donation to this foundation that he had set up, but it was actually to the admissions committee of University of Southern California to help them believe that their daughters were, you know, going to join the rowing team in the school. You know, they'd never trained in rowing, they'd never done it, they'd no plans to train in it. So they got caught out, and their two daughters, who had eventually got into USC, were caught out to have gotten in kind of fraudulently. Felicity Huffman's case, she paid a slightly smaller sum. She paid $15,000 to the same foundation, but it was actually going to a person who pretended to be Huffman's daughter and took her SAT tests for her and received a much better exam result than Sophia, her daughter, had been getting on her kind of pre-exams. So they were the ways the two of them manipulated the system. But this guy, I mean, he made up to 25 million over kind of nearly a 10-year period from kind of about 30 plus families who were paying to get their kids into these kind of, you know, not all Ivy League, but just high level, mm-hmm. High ranking colleges, mostly on the West Coast of America, but all across America. So it's really interesting. It goes through the nuts and bolts of how he did it, how he got away with it, who was involved, and then eventually how he got caught, which is a very interesting story because it was kind of almost by chance. It was another guy who he had helped get his children into college. That guy was arrested for another charge, and he said, actually, I can hand you this guy because he's doing worse than me. So this is what he's up to. And that's how they found out about this whole scam. So it's a really interesting kind of web of deceit and lies. But it's from the same people who brought us Fire, the Festival of Fire, and Tiger King. So it's from a really good team. And if anyone has any interest in this kind of story, this will be a really good one for you.
Yeah, it's fascinating that he got away with it for 10 years. That's
And I mean, really, he's still getting away with it. He's still not been sentenced. Mm-hmm. Basically, Rick Singer, I will say spoiler, but it's in the news. He's still awaiting sentencing until everyone else who was involved in the scheme gets sentenced. So he's still awaiting his sentence, but he could face up to 65 years in prison and a fine of $1.25 million.
Crikey.
So it's looking like it's going to come back around on him, but it's just a case of will we ever see it?
Yeah, that's the thing. You kind of just have to wait and see with it.
Yeah, but it's a good one. And if you're into those kind of conspiracies, but if you're into those kind of you know, con artistry documentaries, and this one's good because you'll recognize a lot of the faces, and some of the faces you won't recognize, you'll know them for the businesses that they run and things like that. So it's really good.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761 what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own. So I've created this kind of side door in. Because my families want a guarantee.
And now the one.
Yeah, the one is trending number one, appropriately, in Ireland this week after it released. So it's kind of a sci-fi drama series, but the trailer is very high intensity. So like it's like, okay, right, we're doing this thing. But it's basically, I think it's the most interesting line of the bio really is that it's set 5 minutes in the future, which is never a timeline that you're given. But this woman comes up with this DNA test that can help you find your perfect match, the person who is genetically predisposed to be your perfect person. Mm-hmm. So no matter how good the relationship you're in, if that person is not your genetic match, then this person, this girl, this the leading lady can find you your perfect match. So, you know, it's all about the kind of the dangers, the kind of how good this system can be, how great it can be to open these doors and to find people's true love, but then also the danger that comes with you know, messing with these things and involving science in these conversations, and what happens to relationships who are seemingly happy, but then they question, you know, am I with the right one? Am I with the genetically right one? So the trailer is really intense. It's doing really well. Like I said, trending number one in Ireland, and it's doing really, really well. You'll recognize some of the stars from the show. You'll recognize Hannah Ware, who's a regular on many good TV shows, but she's also the sister of Jessie Ware, the singer. Mm-hmm. So if you notice that familiarity, that's why. But yeah, it's from the trailer alone, if you're not even at least intrigued, then I don't know if you're watching the same trailer.
It is interesting though, because I think we grow up with, oh, there's one out there for everybody. So I think it kind of feeds into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, the idea of the one is so bonkers, isn't it? Because it's like the one person of how many billion people, and what are the chances that you'll meet them when you go to college and UCC? You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
That out of those billion people, those how many billion people that your person is in, you know, commerce and UCC or whatever.
You'll like, just happen to bump into them, you know?
Yeah, but like, I think it's interesting. It's kind of that, what's that show, the kind of mind-bending show on Netflix? I can't think of it now, but that it play on, you know, how would this impact my real life? And, you know, is it happening already? And asking these questions of like, how realistic is this? And is this something that could come into the real day?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a secret that I want to share with you. A single strand of hair is all it takes to be matched with the one person that you are genetically guaranteed to fall in love with.
Right now, you're selling me a fairy tale.
This will change relationships and dating forever. They won't ever be the same again.
She's reckless. Sooner or later, one of her stunts is going to blow up.
And this one I've heard a lot about. So Last Chance U Basketball.
Yes, I think we've spoken about Last Chance U before on here. So this is obviously very similar, but it's a spin-off of Last Chance U. And shocker, it's about basketball. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for anyone who hasn't seen Last Chance U, it essentially follows sporting teams in high schools around America, usually kind of low-income areas where students who are on kind of the wrong side of the tracks and are having difficulty with the law, it's kind of their last chance university to it's their last chance to kind of potentially get into college sports and play college football. Now we're looking at basketball, so we're in Los Angeles this time, and it's looking at this team of kind of young who have kind of come from all over, but it's exactly what you'd expect for anyone who's seen Last Chance U, who watched the trailer. It feels very, very fair, and should be a popular one with that show has won numerous awards, and it's just a really gorgeous show to watch. It's a really nice kind of documentary series, but I think this is really interesting as well, breaking out into new sports. They've gone to, I think, three different universities in the regular series. They kind of, you know, milked that one dry. Like, was it going to be as entertaining going to another university to see another team? So it's nice to see something new and maybe learn some ins and outs of university basketball. We know that football is huge money in the US. College football is huge money. College basketball is the same. So it'd be the similar kind of high stakes environment, and the same kind of quality filmography that we've gotten to know from the Last Chance U. So it's trending in Ireland as well. It's in the top 10 at the minute. But yeah, if anyone hasn't seen the original series, I would imagine that you can dip into this one without having seen the original series. I'm going to start watching it now this weekend, because I just think these kind of sports documentaries are so like inspirational and motivational and good, and there's always great characters in them, and you know, you're really rooting for the underdog, and yeah, it's a really well made production as well, so it always makes it easier.
It's always interesting to see kind of inside something that you won't necessarily kind of see the inside of. You see a lot of the outside on them obviously playing, but you don't necessarily get to see what's happening behind closed doors, as they say.
Yeah, and it's such a foreign world to us as well. We don't have any kind of high stakes sporting, you know, situation in any kind of educational place in Ireland. But it's, you know, when you watch Last Chance U, I know when I watched the first season, I was like, God, the pressure is insane. The money is insane. You know, like, what these people do. And they're technically not even professionals yet. Like, they're still just doing it for college. So it's crazy money. So you can imagine a business that's worth that much, and players that could potentially be worth that much, you know. Stakes are high. And so it's always interesting. Yeah, even on the face of a picture, like you said, looking behind the scenes and watching the what goes into it. It was the same with Cheer, like on the same thing, you know, what went into making a...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, grade A cheer team. It's always interesting to see what people put themselves through to be the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't put on a show! You win the game! Don't put on a show! Freaking win the game!
Welcome to East Los Angeles College Huskies basketball.
It's not Hollywood for sure.
If they can go on to someplace else and get a scholarship, then their world changes significantly.
It's hard as hell here. It's hard.
So how can people keep up to date what you're up to?
Yeah, they can find me talking all things entertainment and telly over on evoke.ie, and you can listen back to episodes of the Weekly Watch on your favorite platforms if you want any new suggestions. Tons of stuff on streaming services there for you to enjoy. And then you can follow me on social media at Orla Condon.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Louise.
Talk to you soon.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.